Meet the Press, TV's longest running show, Sunday mornings has morphed into all digital with tweets and newsletters and everything under the sun. Chuck Todd is the moderator of the show. And Chuck is with us from Washington, D.C. through the magic of Zoom. Chuck, tell us about this shift of Meet the Press. It's pretty radical considering where it started.
Well, it's kind of you to sort of say that it's radical in looking backwards. Because, you know, when I got the gig in 2014, and my EP loves to remind many media reporters of this, there were a lot of people when they wrote about the transition, they would say, yeah, you know, the whole genre is dying. Or, you know, boy, cable has just zoomed past it and all this stuff. Sunday shows are somehow a 20th century artifact. That was something I knew coming in. And I thought, you know, in my analysis of the situation when I came in was I cannot allow Meet the Press to be considered a Sunday brand only, a Sunday show only. Like, if it's going to be relevant in the 21st century, relevant in this media environment, Meet the Press has to be an identity. Meet the Press has to stand for something, but it has to be platform neutral. And so, you know, initially, what did that mean? It meant figuring out a way to get back on, you know, have this daily show on cable. You know, there's sort of that, to me, there's sort of things you have to do now as a TV show. You have to have a digital presence. You have to have probably some sort of email newsletter. You have to have multiple ways people can get all of your content, pieces of your content. You have to be where they are. You can't expect them to come find you. And so in that sense, this expansion has been necessity. If you have memories of the old Meet the Press, back when Lawrence Spivak and then basically Meet the Press before Tim Russert, it was a host and an invited journalist plus a newsmaker. And the entire sort of, it was just a half hour program. And you'd have one newsmaker, two or three questioners. Well, that's what we're doing here with College Roundtable. We have three questioners every week from different college newspapers or media organizations. Not everything is a newspaper in the traditional sense these days. We get one newsmaker. We did two once. I think we've decided to go with one. And they do the questioning. I'm the host. I'm literally guiding steering the wheel here a little bit, but I'm not guiding the editorial on camera. We're helping behind the scenes with the questioners. But it is it's in this sense, this is about allowing younger journalists asking questions that are relevant to them rather than questions that are relevant to you and I.
Okay, so where do we see the College Roundtable?
So you see it on YouTube. You see it on Peacock right now. And Peacock is something that's more of it's in beta right now. This is the new Comcast streaming service, NBC streaming service. And this is something I'm really excited about. I think Peacock, ultimately, Jefferson, I view Meet the Press as a channel someday. In fact, I view it that way now. I know we're not there. And I think that every smart news program that has a legacy will view itself more as a channel than as a show. I can't wait to have a series of documentaries. I can't wait for people to go on the Meet the Press channel on Peacock. And, you know, in 5 years, you'll have, you know, maybe an hourly update from what's the latest political news, you know, a Sunday archive, longer podcast interviews, documentaries that are as long as 2 hours, as short as 10 minutes, that's sort of the vision I have in sort of the next iteration of this as we go into the next decade.
Speaking of documentaries, you've got a film festival. Tell everybody about
that. That's another franchise. And this also, to me, is part of this idea that Meet the Press is larger than a Sunday show. Part of it has to do with millennials, right, and zillennials, and sort of the changing nature of the documentary. You know, documentaries, when you and I were growing up, all were formulaic. A little staid, sometimes, you know, didn't have a lot of creativity behind it. This generation of documentary filmmaker is so much more creative. They're tackling a more interesting variety of subjects. And to me, it's the new book. You know, in many ways, younger folks, I think, learn about history as much visually via video or audio content as they do with on text. And so I think Meet the Press needs to be there. So the film festival was a way of celebrating our 70th anniversary. It was so successful because it featured, we stuck to shorts, 40 minutes or less, that now we basically, we're with a leading space. If you've got a digital short that you got a documentary short of 40 minutes or less and you're hoping to get some attention nationally for it, we're one of the good places to go now. That's all thanks to our partnership with AFI. I mean, they
news related documentaries.
And it's issue and news related.
I'd like you to run me through a day in your life. I know you have a daily show, Meet the Press Daily, but there's also the Tweetcast and the newsletter and everything. Give me what time the day starts and all the different things that you're doing.
I go to bed early, which means I wake up very early. And so I'm basically downloading everything I can get news consumption-wise for the first 2 or 3 hours of the day.
What time is that? What time do you get?
It's 5 a.m., probably about 5 a.m. We put out First Read, which is our daily newsletter, at 8:30. So the early morning, a lot of times we have an idea of generally, you know, what we might want to lead with the night before, but in the morning we're doing that. And then I have a series of calls in the morning as we prepare for show. Right now I'm actually doing an extra 2 hours every day for MSNBC from 1 to 3 on Eastern, in addition to the Meet the Press Daily. This started during the coronavirus. I'm broadcasting from home. I'd probably do about 3 hours of show prep on conference calls with producers now every day, and 3 hours on air. Then there's Sunday, the Sunday show preparation, which we have at least one call a day on that. We tape a podcast. I tape a podcast on Wednesdays. I tape Meet the Press College Roundtable on Thursdays. And Monday's my weekend.
The tweeting?
Tweet the press. I mean, I'll be honest. I've cut back on Twitter, and I'm not gonna pretend I haven't. I certainly use my account now to direct people to Meet the Press content and what we have. We have other members of we sort of host Tweet the Press, and we do that with other to showcase other NBC journalism now. But I'm not as active on Twitter for a few reasons. I just think I think that the role perhaps that I'm expected to play, the role that Meet the Press plays, I think there's sometimes less to be gained in interacting too much on Twitter, particularly media Twitter or political Twitter. And I will say that I'm a little less stressed when I don't worry about engaging in Twitter every couple hours.
Meet the Press every Sunday, Meet the Press Daily every day, Monday through Friday. The Tweetcast, not so much. The First Read newsletter every morning. And the Documentary Film Festival is when?
That will be in October this year. It's always in the fall. So that'll be looking for that. I got my Meet the Press. Don't forget my College Roundtable edition. Don't leave that out.
Okay.
I got that too. So, we're staying busy. And like I said, I hope to be even busier and even have more franchises as we launch our streaming service.
All righty. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press. Thank you so much for talking tech with us. I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. Chuck is not checking his Twitter as often, but you can always try tweeting him. You never know. Is it at Chuck Todd?
It's at Chuck Todd. I still DM with a lot of people. It's still a communication tool for me. So when I say I don't, I still read it. I still lurk. I think what I've decided is that there's, as somebody joked one time, I don't think anybody's ever won an argument on Twitter.
I think you're right. Chuck Todd, thanks so much for talking with us.